Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, November 25th, can you believe it, 2013, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, and I'm wishing you a happy day. Yes, indeed. Well, the holiday season is officially here. It has arrived. Yep, Thursday is Turkey Day, and just about everybody I see and talk to is in some way or another preparing for it. Traveling to see friends and relatives, planning meals, and preparing their homes for guests. Already planning for Friday, too. Or should I say Thursday evening into Friday shopping. Oh, boy, I tell you, it gets in high gear from here. It's pretty exciting. And I suppose if you're like me, you're feeling thankful for much as we go into that day. But speaking of pretty exciting and speaking of being thankful, you know what I'm thankful for? I mean, besides all the really serious stuff, I'm thankful for pretty clothes and pretty shoes and black mascara and red lipstick. Why do I mention those things? Well, because the party season is here. It has come right on in, too. And don't you just love it? It's so much fun planning for all of the parties and New Year's Eve and all of that stuff. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. My guest today, Thomasina Burns, is an expert on looking fabulous. And believe me, she is both pretty and fabulous herself. She is the owner and innovator of Styles for Life, and she helps women develop their own unique sense of image and fashion. I'm so excited to have her on the Foxology stage today. Welcome, Thomasina.
Thank you. Thank you. It's truly a blessing and an honor to be on. So I really appreciate you having me.
Oh, for me too. For me too. Well, there's so much for us to talk about. Fashion is an industry that never seems to get slow. It never seems to get boring. There's always something new and truly fun and truly fabulous always going on. So, you know, you pick the right industry to be in. If you, you know, really enjoy all of the change and the you know, all of the creativity and all of that. And, you know, I saw your website, and obviously you do. And I think you have, too, such a special story, like everyone has when they get into the levels of success that you've come to. But I'd like for you to share with everyone, to get us started, how you launched Styles for Life.
Well, it really started in my search and journey of really fulfilling my purpose in God here on earth. And just and I was always helping people. They were asking me, oh, can you come with me to pick out an outfit for this, or what do you think about this, or even within my own wardrobe with the limitations of really not being able to buy all of the clothes, shoes, purses, and accessories that I love when I see in the store, just not being able to get everything and just trying to figure out, okay, how can I make this white shirt look like a different white shirt every single time I wear it? How can I make this dress look different? Because I can't just go and buy it every single time. I buy something new all the time. So how can I personally make something look different without having to feel like I have to buy a whole new dress with new shoes and new accessories? And then so from there, just helping people. And as I got into it, it became a full ministry, and of really seeing how it's impacting people's lives, how it inspires them to really be who they are called to be and being the best that they can be, and always wanting to be great at everything, and just using clothes and shoes to do that. And when they walk out the door, being confident and secure with themselves and so excited about the way that they look, that when they open their mouth, that regardless that they know the way they look is going to match exactly what comes out of their mouth. So it's been an exciting journey, and I love it. I really do. I'm very fortunate to be able to do it every day.
Well, I know that this creativity, this discovery of your fashion sense and flair came at an early age, because I know part of your story is that your girlfriends obviously picked up on that you had something a little more special going on in how you put your clothes together than they did, and they started asking you for advice.
Exactly, because I was just, I don't know, and it was just me being myself, and just, as I said before, just not wanting to look the same. It's like I never want to wear something the same way twice. I don't know why. I guess that's the creative part of me, of trying to figure out a different way to wear it, and then when I create something, I'm like, oh, I like that. That's cute. And then when I walk out the door, they're like, oh, I would have never thought to put that together. And, well, why would you take that? And then I'm explaining, and it just kind of, that's how I kind of build of them wanting to ask me more and more questions. Okay, well, I have this pair of shoes. What could I do differently with this? Or, you know, what could I do with that? And then from there, it just kind of went on, and when someone would see them, they're like, well, how did you pull that together? Oh, my friend Thomasina helped me, or we went shopping here, and they're like, oh, well, can you help me? Well, can you do this for me? And so I'm like, sure. I want everybody to be beautiful, be fabulous, and but you have to do it where it's you. You can't really just mimic what I have on or mimic what somebody else have on, because it's not, it may not just look like it's for you, and then you really can't rock it like I can. So you have to have your own. Just take something that you like and say, okay, I like how that shirt looks with that. But then that shirt may not fit your body right, but find a shirt that's maybe that color that fits your body right. So when you walk in the room, you can really own it, because you're confident in who you are and what you look like, because it's picked just for you, just for your body shape and just for your own individual style. So even if it's not...
Well, we're going to get into talking about the particulars of style in just a moment. I want to make sure that we, you know, what I'd like people to know is how all of that happened for you, because now we're talking about 10 years later from when this inspiration first hit you, that you have this wonderful natural ability to put things together in such a way that it was inspiring people around you, and they were tapping you for your time to help them go into their closets and put those things together. And I know that, again, as I said, it brought you fast forward now to 10 years later, the Styles for Life was born out of that. And how cool is it that you can have a hobby that turns into a business? I mean, that is just phenomenal. And I know that you are not only just a professional image consultant and stylist, but I also know that you work with companies and corporations, because I met you in a professional environment. I was teaching the professionalism aspect of it, and you came in to the workplace and taught the image part of it. So I would like for you to share with people what you bring. Let's talk about, first of all, what you bring to a workplace. Now, I saw, of course, most of your presentation, but let's make people know, because there may be people out there who have staff that, like the environment where I met you, that they want to bring up to speed on the ways to look more professional or more workplace appropriate, because I know you hit both things. You talked about how to look fabulous, how to look unique, and how to look appropriate. And I thought that was just such a phenomenal approach to telling women how to look at work. So let's talk about that for a few minutes.
Okay. Well, one thing is that most people don't really like to admit to or even recognize is that we're always judged by the way that we look, whether if it's our facial expressions, if it's our hair, if it's the style or the color, or even down to what we have on, or our shoes, based off of if our shoes are, if they're new, if they're colorful, if the heel is maybe falling off or the color is kind of going out. And it all tells a lot about who we are and what we think about ourselves. And even if you love to dress up and love to match things together, or if it's just one of those days that you left the house and you just didn't iron your shirt because if you slept late or didn't have time, it still says something about you. But when you walk into the workplace and you look that way, then before you even open your mouth, they've already made a judgment about you based off of the way that you look, on how you pulled yourself together, and the effort that you put into pulling yourself together, or the lack thereof, is going to give them an impression about you. And what happens oftentimes that most people go wrong is that they don't realize that. And so they're just thinking, oh, well, I'm not worried about it today. It's Friday. It's time to go. I don't care. I'm just going to go in, do what I need to do, and leave. But if you happen to meet a new person and they look at you before you open your mouth, they've already had a prejudgment of you. And then when you say something, that judgment may not line with what's coming out of your mouth. And so they may not take you seriously as you need them to or want them to. So then your credibility may not be where it needs to be. So then that affects the type of situations that you get to be involved in the workplace. Maybe your boss won't invite you to the after work event where you can network with other executives, or maybe your boss won't let you come in and meet a new client where that will help boost your career or a new project or something like that, because they may not feel comfortable bringing you in based off the way that you look, even though you may be smart and you may have a lot to offer. But regardless, wherever you are, when you first walk in, people look at you before they hear anything that you have to say. So just making a conscious effort that the way that you look matches exactly who you are inside, so people can take you for exactly who you are without making those prejudgments and then judge you wrong and you suffer because of it.
I love it that you say, Thomasina, that what we wear tells a story about us, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people, men or women, may not think so much about it telling a story, because typically when we go shopping or look at something, we look at it and buy it because we like it. We're not even thinking so much about that it sends a deeper message. We're thinking about people may think, oh, that's pretty, or that color is really unique, or wow, what style that is, but it so may be the wrong decision for us to make about what we have on. So I like the entire concept of being sure that, again, what I feel you were referencing is appropriate to what the environment is, and particularly at work, because so many people, you know, do have jobs, and there is a right way to do that based on things you mentioned, goals, rapport with the people at work, you know, what your career pathing. If you're trying to go up the ladder, there's really a certain way you ought to look. Can you talk about two things for us? Talk about what you think is a good look for work, and I know there's a couple of types. There's casual. A lot of people have a casual look, and then there's a more of a business look that people have. And I'd just like for you to express your thoughts on those two different looks.
Okay. Well, first, let me say this first. I think that once they've changed, that a lot of workplaces now have the term business casual, and it's really like an oxymoron, because business attire is more Clear Cut is more conservative and is not really revealing. Nothing's too tight. It's never can get misinterpreted of what it needs to be or not to be. But then when you say casual, it's relaxed, it's comfortable. And so I know they did that because they wanted people to be comfortable at work, but yet to be professional, but it confuses the mind. And so that's where a lot of people end up. And then think that it's okay to wear to work, and it just may not be appropriate. So before, people would have work clothes, play clothes, and maybe clothes to go out in. But when you're going out, when you think of work, if anything is showing out that's too revealing, then that may be more appropriate for work. And then when you have something for work, it's okay to have fun with it. It's okay to explore and maybe have some things that can really, really express yourself with. For play, but you don't want to completely express yourself with your clothes at work. So when you go to work, you want to just be, not to say you have to be plain and boring, it's okay to express yourself with maybe colors and prints or different patterns, but not expressing yourself as far as mixing things too much where it becomes a distraction inside of the workplace.
When you say express yourself, now, I like that. And there are many of us who think that a dropped neckline or a very short skirt is an expression. And I'm saying us, meaning women. I don't personally do that. And I don't personally object to how a person does their fashion. However, when, again, we're talking about the workplace, and we're talking, again, about an appropriateness, can you just reflect a little bit more on those two issues? Because because I do so much training inside the workplace, I hear feedback frequently, and I think I mentioned this in the class with you, that there is often a negative feedback that most people aren't aware of, even though you may look fabulous in that mm-hmm. outfit. Mm-hmm. It still may bring up a message or even an image that goes with you that, again, keeps you from going perhaps in the direction as far as career pathing that you may want to go. So what's too low, what's too short?
Well, as I said before, if it's a distraction, if you have to ask yourself, if you look in the mirror and say, is this skirt too short, asking yourself, then 10 out of 10 is too short. And if it's pulling and you're having to tug and pull on it throughout the day, then it's most likely too tight. If it's a distraction for you, then it's going to be a distraction for somebody else. So if you're sitting mm-hmm. down and you feel self-conscious and you're pulling your shirt up at the top because maybe the cleavage is showing, then somebody else is looking at that. So that can become mm-hmm. a distraction for you and becomes a distraction for somebody else. And then that's what makes it inappropriate because it's a full distraction. Even if it's a outfit that you saw maybe from the music awards last night that, and then you say, oh, I want to wear that. I have something very similar to that. And you're going into work. And then someone says, oh, I saw the music awards last night. That was the same outfit that Katy Perry had on. And you and she's like, yes, I have. That becomes a distraction because if she wore that to the music awards, that's not necessarily appropriate to wear to work unless you work maybe in a store or you work somewhere where that particular type of outfit is accepted in that environment. So when you
right.
go into the workplace, you really need to learn the culture of the corporation to see what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. So to start off, just a classic button-down shirt and some slacks is an easy way to be safe when you're going in until you
right.
learn what's
right.
accepted and what's not accepted. And so if it is where they have casual Friday, then if it's okay to wear jeans, and you want to wear some nice comfortable loose-fitting jeans, not skinny jeans, not jeans with holes in them, because, again, that will become more of a distraction. And so you can kind of learn that as time passed, but, and then know what's okay and what's not okay. If you have to walk a lot, you wouldn't want to wear 4-inch heels, because then that will become uncomfortable. By the end of the day, your feet are going to be hurting, and then you're going to have to walk around with maybe flats or house shoes. And then, again, that becomes a distraction for you. And then somebody else will say, right, "You're on the shoes that she wore earlier. Why is she walking around without her shoes on?" So she should wear comfortable shoes. Because you, don't wear heels to work if you know you have to walk a lot. Or really tall heels, if you're not going to be able to consistently walk in them throughout the day. If you can walk in them throughout the day with no problem, then more power to you. But then sometimes you can't. Yeah. So then you find a shorter heel, so then it makes it easier. Or even wearing tops where you are forced to keep your jacket on all day. And because maybe part of your arms are out or your back is out. So what happens if it's 85 degrees in the summer, the air conditioner goes out for a couple of hours and you're sitting at your desk sweating because you have a jacket on that you really can't take off because your shirt underneath is inappropriate. So you're limited. So it's like you just have to make smarter choices and think about it. Instead of thinking, okay, I want to go into work and I want to make sure I'm really cute so everybody like what I have on and they're asking me this, then you usually go so far that you miss the appropriate part of thinking is this appropriate. You're just thinking about how can I look cute so everybody can compliment me versus thinking, okay, what's appropriate and what's cute versus the cuteness should come second and then appropriate should come first. So then that way you have the problem of never being inappropriate. But yet you're still cute because that's going to be the last question you ask yourself. It's appropriate and I'm cute.
That's great insight. I have a caller with a question.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Good morning, caller. Welcome to Foxology Today. Do you have a question for Thomasina?
I think we may have lost the connection.
Okay, well, maybe we'll try that again.
Okay.
In just a moment. Okay, well, let's go on. That was really some wonderful insight, and I really do appreciate you elaborating on that so much, Thomasina. That was exactly what I wanted you to do. Now, we emphasize the workplace. You have a wonderful, absolutely fabulous personalized service that you offer individuals one-on-one. And I just want to say to any woman, if you don't know exactly what to do when you walk to your closet, then this is the exact thing that you want to do, is have a professional stylist tell you all about your body, discover your style, so that when you walk to your closet, you know how to pull every piece of it together in a way that really messages the way you want your image to come across. It is, and I mean it, I'm not just saying it because it's you, Thomasina, it is well worth the time and the money. I can attest to that. It definitely is. So let's talk about what you bring to an individual. I know you've got an entire strategy, so let's go ahead and talk about that. Let's say, for instance, someone gives you a call. They heard the show. They say, "Listen, I thought that was fantastic. I want to take myself to the next level. I don't really know what to do. I know these colors match, and usually that's what I do." So let's say that person is kind of, they kind of got it together, but not at the level that you're talking about. What's the first thing you're going to do?
The first thing we're going to do is an assessment. And I like to do that because the assessment gives me an opportunity to really get to know you on a little bit more intimate level, not just on the clothes that you have or how you buy clothes. It's really to know as far as what your lifestyle is like, or do you just go to work, do you just go home, do you have children where you're mostly taking your children from place to place, or are you going to a lot of corporate events or a lot of social events. So it gives me an opportunity to get to know you and your lifestyle. And then from there, I can build a vision of where your how to build a style for you based off of your responses to the assessment. Because in those questions that I ask, I pull out what the vision that you want for yourself. and then I pull a vision I see for you, and then together we'll create one that's uniquely made for you. So then from the assessment, we kind of just do a consultation and talk about budget-wise, what exactly it is that you can afford to spend. So if you're needing to expand your wardrobe based off of what you can afford, then we'll set up an actual plan on how to do that based off of your budget. Because I don't want you to feel that you have to get all new clothes. Because maybe that's not in the budget right now. So then it will be maybe a closet consultation. We can just find new outfits for what you currently have. And that's not really purchasing anything new. And then once you do have the money to purchase something new, then we've already established a target list. So anytime you buy something, instead of it being an impulse buy of just something you think is cute, it's more of a strategic investment buy where it's something that you need to add to what you currently have. So then you're still currently building, and then every single dollar that you spend will be useful dollars. Because so many women, and even myself included, we go in the store, it's like, ooh, that is so cute, I have to have that. And then we may never wear it because we may not know where to wear it, how to wear it. When it's appropriate, when it's not appropriate, so it just sits there. And so then you felt like you wasted your money because you bought all this stuff that you've never worn. And so we're just going to not do that and have more strategic investment buys. And then from there, based off of where you are, where you want to go, and your budget, then we'll just kind of tailor services and plans to fit that. So you're comfortable with the direction that we're going, and it aligns with the amount of money that you're able to spend and are willing to spend. If you need new things or want new things.
I'm just curious how often you go into a closet and you really just have to discard a lot of stuff. I'm thinking it probably happens pretty frequently because we hang on to a lot of stuff.
We do. And it's not really a whole lot of stuff. It's mostly a few things and maybe a few outdated. But sometimes I have a lot of clients who they get so attached to things. They're like, no, but I really, really like it. And so I tell them, I say, okay, I recommend that you get rid of this. But if you want to keep it, this will be the best fashionable way to wear it. So then that way, at the end, they've decided. So when they decide, okay, now I'm ready to get rid of it, then they can get rid of it. If you want to hold on to it, then I'll give them the best tips and advice on how to wear it to be as fashionable and as stylish as possible. Even though it may not be the best item, but if they still want to hold on to it, I'll still give them an option on exactly how to wear it. Because sometimes we get attached to things, we don't want to let it go. And that's fine. If not, then I'll give you two options. I recommend you get rid of it, but if not, then here's how you should wear it, and only wear it like this. Until you're ready to get rid of it. But it's not as
well,
bad
I think
as
we...
You
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying it's not as much stuff to get rid of. Usually a lot of people have a lot of good stuff. It's just not knowing how to pull it together just right. And that's where I come in.
Well, I know one thing in the closet that's a dead giveaway if it goes wrong, and that is your shoes. I think that you can have an outfit that may be a little outdated, and then you can put some really, you know, wonderful shoes with it that are more current, and it'll, you know, a couple of accessories and things, and you can pull it all together. But if you've got older shoes with your things, it's a dead giveaway, and it just kind of takes, I think, and you can share your thoughts, takes the entire appeal. You may have on the best outfit ever. But then those shoes that you thought were red, they're red because they, you know, they must match, and absolutely that's not all that's required, that they match in color. So speak to that for a minute.
And oftentimes I'll be, when I'm out, I've seen, as an example, I've seen a woman, she had on it was in a corporate place, and she had on really nice, beautiful suit, nice accessories. I mean, she was very well put together before the meeting. I mean, she looked really nice. And then when it got down to her shoes, she had on some black pumps where the heel was scratched up. It was scratched on the side. They were really extremely worn shoes. And her suit, it was relatively new. It was nice. It was dry clean. It was very well put together. But then when we got to her shoes, they were supposed to be in black leather pumps, but they were so worn, they looked almost gray. Just to be very descriptive over the radio to give you a good idea. And it just completely messed it up because she put a lot of effort in making her makeup was very nice, her hair, her suit. But then you go down to the shoes. So my thoughts are, why would you not invest in a nice pair of black shoes? You did really well everywhere else, but then your shoe, and it just completely messes up the whole outfit because the shoes just wasn't, the shoes were completely worn and wasn't right and didn't show that, it showed a lack of effort there. So then that made it show a lack of effort everywhere else. So when I see that as far as a lack of effort, so what else are you putting a lack of effort in as far as in your life or in your decisions? Because why would you think that it's okay to be well put together in your clothes, but then your shoes, then you're just not going to worry about that. So then that means that, and when I say the way you dress, how it tells a story, based off of the decisions that you make on why you choose to put on certain things, the way you did and the way it looks explains certain aspects of why you choose and make certain decisions in other aspects of your life. And that's just an example of that. That's just something that you just leave out and you're just thinking, oh, well, that doesn't matter. But it shows that you're not all put together, really, that you left out a really important part of your shoes. But everything else you focused on, yes, that's important, but it's a whole concept of an outfit from head to toe. So when you miss one part, then I have to wonder, well, why did you miss that part? And then in consultations, that's what we talk about. If you're only focusing on making sure that you have really nice shoes, but you're not worried about your clothes, or you're only focusing that your clothes are really nice and you don't care about shoes, there's a missing piece there. So then we need to figure out why, because you need to make sure everything is all put together, not just one aspect of it.
I like that insight, and I'm wondering what people tell you, because I've seen that so frequently, either or. It, just like you said, the outfit will be nice, the shoes will be not so much, and vice versa. And, you know, you've been trained to think more differently than I would, about what that messaging may be. You know, me, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it, but you just look and you think, you know, something like that. But I'd be interested to hear what a person tells you or has told you is the reason that they do make that decision, just from the fashion concept of it, not so much what's going on in their life, but are they just not aware that there is a an entire message that you want to connect when you put your entire thing on from head to toe? Are they just missing that? Again, are they just shopping with the idea that I need a new suit, I already have some shoes?
Yes. That's mostly it. It's like, I just need a new shoe. I already have some shoes. I'm not really wanting to spend any extra. But if you're budgeting $150 for a suit, then maybe you should budget $100 for a suit and then $50 for shoes, and you're still spending $150. And they don't really realize that it's a whole outfit. And then a lot of times, a lot of women will say, well, these shoes are really comfortable for me. I can run a mile in these heels because they're so comfortable. I've had them for so long. Well, then find another pair of comfortable. There are heels that are comfortable. There's a lot of different brands that focus on comfort and style. And then taking the time, or hiring my services to be able to help you find those different options, so you can have style and comfort if the comfort is one of choices. And it's usually, most of them, they just don't think that it's that big of a deal, that as long as I have these shoes, they're as long as my toe isn't sticking out the side, then I can still wear them. Or thinking that these are very comfortable for me, then I'm just going to just keep wearing them and not worry about the way that they look. And then once they can't wear them anymore, then that's when they get new ones.
Yeah. Well, I know that there are all kinds of issues that fortunately a professional like you can address. So we just want to let people know you do a personal style assessment. You'll shop their closet. You'll even be the personal shopper. Those are really great things. But I want to switch gears right now and talk about the holidays coming up and all of the festive looks we're all going to go for. And I know you've got one little thing that you call get the look that some people may just tap your expertise to have them do that. But let's talk about it over the radio, because I literally have been looking at all my Christmas red stuff and my silvery sparkly stuff and my black sparkly stuff and all of that, kind of pre-planning for what I'll do over the holidays. So I think I'm on the right track, and I think I know the right shoes to wear. But let's talk about all the really cool things that you know to do with things that are already in the closet, because I've got stuff I haven't ever worn, and I'm thinking that's the way I'm going with the
okay.
both shoes and outfits.
That sounds good. And I was listening to you when you were talking about your reds and your sparklies, and that's usually the traditional route that most people, most women go when for the holidays, because that's easy to find. Red is the Christmas colors, and the sparkles matches the Christmas lights and the decorations. But what
mm-hmm.
I recommend for this year is to really step outside the box and to really be a little bit more traditional and move into prints. For holiday seasons, everyone has a printed dress, whether if it's multiple colors or if it's maybe some type of animal print or an abstract print of colors, and then you let that be your sparkle, because most people, when you go in the party, they're going to have on a red dress, a black dress, maybe a dark blue, maybe a dark purple or gray. But when you walk in there with a printed dress on, they're going to be like, ooh. That's pretty. I wouldn't have thought to do that. And then I bet you the next year they're going to have on a printed dress. So that just kind of gives you something different and outside of the traditional realm of when a typical color, holiday colors and a typical holiday sparkles. But if you don't have prints, then the most cost-effective way would definitely be accessories. And what I always like to advise my clients on accessories and costume jewelry is not when you have, say you have a simple black dress and that you want to wear, it's already in the closet, and you could spend as little as $10 and get a nice statement necklace. And when a statement necklace is a necklace that just sits right on your chest, and it is so full of color and design and structure, it makes a statement all by itself. So it turns your black dress to look like a plate of jewels sitting on your neck. But finding the statement necklace that has three or more colors in it would really stand out more versus just buying a statement necklace that's all red or all blue or all silver or gold, but maybe one that's silver base that has red and blue and green and an iridescent one with a little bit of yellow and purple in it. And it'll just sparkle. So it'll look like lights are flickering from your chest at the holiday party, even though it'll turn your simple black dress into a whole new outfit just from having a necklace with multiple colors. And then with the necklace of multiple colors, you can wear it with other solid color dresses and not just something that matches the black, or you can wear it with the browns or the whites, and you can do so many different things with it. And then adding your colorful shoes or your printed shoes and just change it up altogether instead of gearing toward the traditional color and sparkles.
I love that. I love that. And I'm thinking it through as you're saying it, and I think I put together a couple of more looks as you were talking. I really can
Good.
Love that. I love that idea. I love it.
And,
you know, can you also say that if you don't find the exact piece for your neck, that how do you feel about having multiple necklaces on?
Oh, I think that's great. As long as they coordinate, they don't have to be matchy-matchy, but if somehow they have one way that allows them to all blend together. And
mm-hmm.
being matchy-matchy is just kind of it kind of dates you a little bit, no matter wherever you are. It just kind of dates you. But just being comfortable in mixing things up, as long as they blend together, then I say go for it.
That's awesome.
All the way.
I'm really excited about that print idea. I really am. It made me think right away about how a Christmas tree typically looks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a blend of prettiness. And if you were to think of it like a print, you know, it really does
mm-hmm.
has its own sense of pop. And then if you put something sparkly around the neck and on your ears, that is very cool. Very
right.
cool.
And
now, I want to ask you a question.
When
because
you walk in, no one else looks like you. That's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part.
I like that idea. I want to ask, too, because you mentioned something. I still love my traditional colors, and I'm definitely going to wear those. But there are non-traditional colors. And I would guess, Thomasina, that a lot of people don't like wearing bright red. because they'll say it's not their color. A lot of people don't like black because they'll say that's not their color. But let's talk about some of the non-traditional colors that we can make look very festive. And I'm talking about like a beige or like a brown or, some of the other, again, colors that you typically wouldn't just go in and choose, maybe a turquoise. But definitely utilizing some of the skills, fashion skills, tips that you're talking about, well, you can change the whole flavor of that.
Mm-hmm. Even like adding like a purple, whether if it's a light purple, not like lavender, more like a purple, or like a deep violet purple and blues of all three different shades, a royal blue, a pool blue, and just a soft maybe a navy blue, but then adding a lighter color shoe to kind of brighten it up a little bit if need be, or lighting up your accessories with multiple color necklaces that are lighter, even greens. Emerald green is really the hot color right now for the fall and winter time, and adding maybe a nude shoe to an emerald green dress, or maybe a light color animal print to an emerald green dress, or rather a pop of a green dress, instead of just sticking with basic black, whether it's leather or patent leather, but adding some print to your shoes there, or doing new shoes. New shoes always add something to a solid color dress, and I like to add new shoes to in a replacement of black shoes, because it just gives you a little extra something without doing too much. And black is just basic and plain, but then when you add nude, it gives you something without feeling like you made a whole lot of extra effort, but then it pulls it all together very nicely. So just exploring with, if you have a darker color dress, then just adding some lighter color shoes, and or even some blush, like a soft pink shoe with a navy blue dress, or with a pretty purple dress versus a brown or black. We'll add that, or even if you have maybe some sparkly shoes you want to wear, then doing more of a bolder color dress and accessories to kind of tone it down a little bit, just to give you some different options. And one thing is that you never want to do a metal dress and metal shoes. So if you have a sequined dress you want to wear that's maybe gold or silver, then stick with some solid color pumps that are maybe suede or patent leather. If it's if the sequins are mostly black, then you want to do black. If they're mostly brown, then do brown instead of doing metal on metal. Then that's just too much, going on. But it tones it down, and then it lets your dress really, really stand out like it's supposed to, versus having too much going on with the metal shoes and the metal and the sequins of a dress.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds lovely. Let me ask you, you said something that I'd like you to elaborate on. You talked about being matchy-matchy. Now, when you say that, we like wearing earrings and the neck stuff, and then some bracelets, and ankle bracelets are popular. So when you say matchy-matchy, when is enough enough? And if we're going to wear earrings, necklace, and bracelet, what's the right way to do that?
There's a lot of times we buy sets because it's easy. You buy the necklace and the earrings that match it and the bracelet. And so that's when I say matchy-matchy. And there's nothing wrong with that. And if you're wearing it with a suit or a nice, formal event or something like that, then that's okay. But to change it up a little bit where you could take that bracelet that matches that necklace and wear with a different necklace. So if you have a bracelet that maybe has pearls or stones in it that are maybe turquoise and metal, and instead of wearing it with a turquoise and silver metal necklace that matches it, just wear it with a plain silver necklace. And so then the bracelet is an accessory, and it pops all by itself. Because when you wear the earrings, the necklace, and the bracelet, and they're all matchy together, then it doesn't really give it that pop that it would do if it was by itself. Because then it could stand out, all by itself and really be a true accessory by itself. Or even if you have a really nice necklace that's really pretty, then just wear simple earrings versus the ones that may have come with it, unless it came with a really simple pearl. But most of the time, the earrings usually have something hanging from it that matches whatever's hanging from the necklace, but just not wear the earrings with it and wear just some really simple, solid earrings and let the necklace stand out by itself. And then when you want to wear the earrings, just wear a simple necklace so the earrings can stand out, or wear the earrings with the bracelet and just wear a simple strand necklace or no necklace if your neckline is covered. So then that way it kind of stands out, you know, by itself, versus when you pull them all together, then it makes it too much. And then it's just like you just went in and grabbed it all, versus when you separate it, it shows that extra effort and it shows something different and gives it its own statement and style by itself versus just pulling it all together because they all match.
Okay, good. Listen, every party isn't a high-end party. It isn't a high-end party. So when I say that, there are a lot of and there are a lot of women who make this choice. They would rather wear something a lot more casual, a style of jean, perhaps maybe a velvet, a leather, or a metallic jean with a nice sweater. And I don't mean what we typically think of a holiday sweater, but a nice sweater, a black sweater. It might be also maybe a metallic sweater. Tell us about what kind of best thing do we do with our feet? Shoe, boot, what style of shoe would look best if we've got on, really nice pair of skinny jeans, a really, you know, nice sweater rocking that. And tell us how to do that look, because not everybody is really even into that whole dress thing in that way.
Well, one thing you could do to be festive and not dressed up is colored jeans, especially the colored straight leg or skinny jeans. And right now you could find some really nice red, a deeper red skinny jeans, and those you could wear year-round. You can find a really nice blue, an orange, even like a mustard color pair of straight leg or skinny jeans. And those three colors, you buy them now, but you can still wear them year-round. So it wouldn't be that you have to put them away when the sun comes out and the flowers start blooming. You can still wear those colors year-round. And then adding that with a solid top, and you could always add a really pretty scarf. I really like the infinity scarves. The infinity scarves are, they just make a full circle around, and they always have a lot of colors with them. Maybe some of them have fringes that hang off of them, and so you can add that as an accessory versus a necklace. And you add that to match. If it's your scarf has multiple colors, as long as it blends with your jeans and your top, then that can serve as an extra accessory to kind of really make you festive and colorful without really being too colorful and festive, if that makes sense. And then with boots, riding boots are really, really popular right now because they're so comfortable. They're so easy. Most of them feel like house shoes. You just slide them on. Your feet are warm. Your legs are warm. And then they're comfortable if you're out and about doing a lot. But if you want to wear heels, you could do a bootie where your skinny pants and your jeans, they'll just slide right in there. Or some of them, depending on how tall you are, may sit right at the top of the ankle. So it gives you a little flair because your boot kind of sticks out like an accessory because it's not really serving as a purpose of a shoe, but just something that's just kind of sticking out like a scarf or a bracelet would stick out. Or if it's just some flat, some over-the-knee boots, or I like them as accessories because now they have them where the tops of them stick out and make points, or they may have some stones going down the side, and you can accessorize with bangle bracelets, and they're just really fun right now. And then they come in multiple colors, or instead of just black and brown, they have like a cognac color, hazelnut color boots that are really fun. I saw a beautiful pair of red. It was a washed red, so it was a mixture of red and black in the leather. They were just really, really pretty different boots. And then also adding colorful leather jackets, like the faux leather jackets. They come in black and browns and reds and pretty blues and grays, and then that's just more of an accessory. So if you have on maybe a black turtleneck, then wear your brown jacket with it. That just kind of gives you some extra color and flair, but yet it's still keeping you warm and it still gives you fashion, but you're just kind of mixing, you know, things up versus just wearing your typical black jacket with your black pants and your black shirt. and just kind of give you some color. It's okay to not always have to match, but as long as you blend, then it all pulls together very nicely versus figuring out everything has to match exactly. But just blending the colors together will give you that extra stylish flair. But it'll look as if you didn't make any effort, but it'll stand out so much that it'll be like you made a lot of effort without doing much at all. So it just does a lot without doing a lot, if that makes sense.
Oh, sure it does. Listen, one more question about that, and then we're going to get people in the loop about how to get hold of you for your services. I want to talk about blue jeans for the holidays, and I use that term, you know, loosely, because jeans are just so fantastic to me if you've got the right ones in your wardrobe, and there's so many fashion styles. Tell us how to dress up blue jeans for the holidays to go to more casual environments. Maybe you're meeting friends out, but it's still holiday. You want a holiday look.
Mm-hmm. You could do if you want to do the skinny jeans and with some riding boots, or the boots that the top part is open wide enough where you can actually stick your pants inside of them. Really comfortable with a longer sweater or a turnip top. And then if not, if you have boots that are tight on the legs, then you definitely want to get some bootcut jeans or some flare jeans, so that way they stick over the top of your shoes, whether if they're leather or snakeskin. But if your pants don't fit inside of them, then you definitely want to wear them with a bootcut jeans, and then still maybe have on a nice sweater or a nice top that maybe you can tuck in, or that sits like right at the waist if you're wearing bootcut or flare. So that way the only flare or the length is actually coming from the bottom of your pants versus, you know, wearing a bootcut with a long top. And then with your nice little bomber jacket, or even if a coat, if it's really cold where you are. So it just depends on if the heels are comfortable and you can't tuck your pants in your jeans, then you definitely want to do a bootcut flare. But if you have the boots that are wide at the top, whether if it's a heel or if it's a type of riding boot, then you want to stuff those in with your skinny jeans, or even if it's leggings, if maybe it's not too cold, but or your straight leg jeans. As long as they're tight on your legs, then they'll go right in there, nice and comfortable at the bottom. They usually make enough room for you where it's not uncomfortable, you know, with the zipper.
A lot of women like wearing the new very high heeled shoes with their jeans, with their skinny jeans. So I'd like your reflection on that. Sometimes it's done really right and it looks really fly. So let's talk about that, and then we're going to get people again in the loop about where to reach you. What are your thoughts?
No, the particular boots that have, they're either the over-the-knee boots, or they're boots where the opening at the top of the leg is really wide. And so those are the boots that are made for your pants to go inside of them. Now, this is a regular tall boot that zip up the leg, and you would know that your pants can't go inside of it, because when you zip it up, there'll be a little piece on the side that's a piece of elastic that's right in the middle at the top. Those, and that's just to give you room at the calf. So those type of boots are only to be worn with skirts or with bootcut or flare pants. There's no type of leggings or jeans that's going to fit in there. So you can't really pull that look off with those kind of boots. But when you find the boots that the opening is wide, where you can probably stick your hand in between your boot, and it'll fit between the boot and the calf, and then you'll know you'll have enough room to actually stick those pants in there. Oftentimes we want that look of where the boot is sticking out, and we put our pants inside, but not every boot is made for that. So you want to make sure that the particular tall boot that you have is definitely made for your pants to go inside of them. Or even if it's a short boot, that if your pants are buckled at the top of it, then those are not the right kind of jeans to wear with that. You will want more of a skinny jean because it'll clutch right at the leg where the top of the boot sticks out, even if it's a booty that's kind of cut really low. So a booty is cut at the ankle, and then the tall boots come up to the knee. But the boots that come right in the middle of the leg, the part that's between the leg and the calf, those are made to be worn with pants.
Is a holiday pump okay with jeans?
Oh, yes.
That's really
yes,
what I was asking. A holiday pump looks okay with jeans? Okay,
you can
fantastic.
Do it with anything or with boot cuts, whichever one.
Awesome. That can really make the holiday difference. Well, let's tell people how they can get a hold of you. I know you have something that's called Relationship Subscriptions. We've got 5 minutes, so tell them about Relationship Subscriptions and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, well, my Relationship Subscriptions just gives the client an opportunity to have an ongoing relationship with me where they can pick up the phone and call when they have questions about things, and I'm currently every day looking for things for them on how to build their style and how to build their wardrobe, and it's an ongoing service versus a just in and out of some other of the other individual service. So we're actually building a relationship and focusing on you in a strategic plan that we're following, you know, day to day. I have a website. My website is thomasinaburns.com, and I'm on Facebook. I have a Style for Life page on Facebook, and there I post a lot of tips on what to find good sales. I put different picture boards on there on how to wear certain things. I'm also on Instagram where I put different pictures of ideas of how to expand your wardrobe and how to wear things a little bit differently. Pinterest, I do tips and different looks on Pinterest just to expand the mind a little bit more on how to do things differently. And each one of those, I show different pictures. So if you're a follower of Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, then all of the pictures there are different across. Some of them are the same, but you know, most of them are different. And then I don't know if it's okay to get my phone number. You're more than welcome to call if you have questions or want to set up appointments. The number is 281-772-1000. My email address is tjburns@thomasinaburns.com, and that's Thomasina Burns, burns.com. And you can access all of my social media pages from there as well as my email.
And you also have a fabulous blog.
Yes, I do. I have a blog. I'm just getting new into that blog. I'm really, really trying. I can talk all day long, but sitting at the computer typing is a struggle for me sometimes. So I'm really trying to blog a lot more. But I do have a blog on the website as well.
Yeah, you know your stuff, and I really appreciate you sharing all of that today. I'm looking forward to trying a couple of things that you have mentioned, particularly that print with a couple of, it's interesting. I just had a couple of things. I was wondering what kind of top I was going to wear with it. And then when you said print, I thought, you know what? I hadn't thought about that. I am really going to work that out.
Well, good. I'm glad I got you thinking differently. Then I have accomplished one
Absolutely.
Of my goals by you thinking differently.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for sharing again all of your knowledge and your fashion skills and techniques. And I'm sure a lot of us are going to look a lot cuter than we had previously thought. So I wish you well, a continued success in your business, and perhaps we'll get an update and get you back on the air when the seasons change and we're putting away some of these, if you can call it winter in our area, when we're putting away some of these things and looking at how we're going to come out for summer, spring and summer. But you have a wonderful day, and I'll look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you. You as well.
And I want to thank all of you for being my special guest today. I'm all out of time, but I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. And I am truly, truly, truly thankful for you. Have an amazing day and an amazing holiday.